Amen. Praise the Lord. Lift up those two hands one more time. Bless the name of the Lord for every encounter you have had since this convention began. The word of power that came this morning, give God thanks for it. The power of God that you encounter today, give God thanks for it. The opening of your eyes that has taken place since the morning session began, give God thanks. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Choir, lead us in singing, "I'm Going Higher, Yes I Am." I'm going higher today. Amen. And now, I see that as a prophetic word for you. Because no matter how much changes you have had since you came, you're still going to have yet another one. Tonight, it will be yet another one. By revelation, like you are told, you keep going up higher and higher. I'd like you to convince yourself it is impossible to return the same way you came. God's word never leaves anyone at the same spot. By revelation, you go from glory to glory, from glory to glory, from glory to glory. Amen. Let's have it.
I'm going higher. Yes, I am. I'm going higher today. I'm going higher. Yes, I am. I'm going with Jesus to reign. I'm going above the shadows, into the presence of God, into the presence of Jesus. I'm going higher.
Everybody singing now.
I'm going higher. Yes, I am.
I'm going higher today.
I'm going higher today.
I'm going higher.
Going with Jesus.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm going above the shadow. Into the presence of God. Hey, into the presence of Jesus. I'm going higher. Somebody say, I'm going higher. I'm going higher. I'm lifted. I'm going higher. Yes, I am. Going with Jesus to reign.
I'm going up
into the presence of God.
Into the presence of Jehovah.
Oh, I'm going higher. I'm going higher. I'm going higher. I am going higher. Going with Jesus. Into the presence of my Father. Into the presence of Jehovah. I'm going higher. Are you really going higher? Are you really going higher? I'm going higher today. Going with Jesus.
Into the presence of God,
into the presence of Jesus.
Hey, I'm going
out
today.
Hallelujah. Many years ago, I saw, you know, there's a difference between what you hear and what you see. It is what you see that you eventually get. For as far as your eyes can see, unto you will I give it. I saw from Proverbs 4:18 that the path of the justified is as a shining light, and it shines more and more and more unto the perfect day. And then immediately I prepared myself for a life of unending progress. I saw me living a life of unending progress. I saw me not knowing a setback. I saw me going forward only and never backward. And for the 3 years of our ministry, we've never known a setback. We have never known a backward motion. Because what you see is what determines what you get. He said, look northwards, southwards, eastwards, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, unto you will I give it. We have had too many things, but how much of that we see is what determines what we eventually get. He said, the word of the Lord, which Isaiah saw. No wonder David prayed, open my eyes, Lord, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Lord, anoint me today to see again what we are saying. Go ahead and pray. Anoint my eyes with eyes of, that I may see today what we are saying. Anoint my eyes today as eyes of, that I may see what we are saying. The name of Jesus. Anoint my eyes with eyes of, that I may see the wonders in your word. Anoint my eyes to see the wonders in your world today. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. It is done. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and you may please be seated. This morning we'll be looking at another vital force for our liftings, our scaling new heights, are going further in life. It's been line upon line since we came. Anointed vessels, pushing out the anointed word in specific areas. At this point, we'll be examining the force of mentorship or the power of mentorship. And I want you to listen very carefully because it will help you throughout your life. It will position you for continuous progress, unending advancement, unstoppable enlargement in the name of Jesus Christ. God is the author of mentorship. From three separate scriptures, we have this understanding. Isaiah 51, verse 1 to 3. Hearken unto me, all ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit from where ye are digged. That is, look unto God, one. Then number two in verse two, look unto Abraham, your father, and unto Sarah that bear thee, because I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. For I want to do the same for you. I want to do the same for you. But look unto Abraham, your father, and to Sarah that bear thee. For I called them alone and blessed them and increased them. Verse 3. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He shall comfort all our waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. He said, joy and gladness shall be heard in her. Found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Now, what he's saying is that I want to bless my people the way I've blessed Abraham. But follow. Follow. Allow Abraham's steps to mentor your way up. Follow. I want to turn your wilderness to Eden and your desert to the garden of the Lord, but you will need to follow to get there. It's so important, it's so vital. Mentorship is therefore about followership. Jesus speaking in John chapter 8 and verse 39, if you are Abraham's seed, then you better do the works of Abraham. So what we call mentorship is simply followership. It is following the steps of a giant that makes a giant. Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16 and 17. Stand ye in the ways, or by the ways, in the ways, and see and ask for the old path. Where is a good way? We are in our father's throne. And you walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, no, we will not walk therein. These are modern times. We will not walk therein. This is a new generation. We will not walk therein. Sometimes I wrote a little poem, and I titled it, Truth, the Truth. Truth, the Truth. Truth is timeless. Truth is ageless. Truth is eternal. Truth cannot grow. We can only grow in the knowledge of the truth. Truth cannot be developed. We can only develop our understanding of the truth. If therefore the word of the Lord is the truth, then it remains timeless, it remains ageless, it remains transgenerational, it remains eternal. You can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. Truth is truth. Take it or leave it. There is no new generation truth. Truth is truth. Take it or leave it. There is no indisciplined person who will ever get distinguished in life. Take it or leave it. If you are not diligent today, you will be indigent tomorrow. Take it or leave it. If you are not a giver today, you end up a pauper tomorrow. Take it or leave it. Truth is truth. Truth cannot be civilized. Truth, the truth. Take it or leave it. Look to Abraham, your father. Look to Sarah, that bear thee. Truth is truth. Jesus came and said, if you are Abraham's seed, you do the works of Abraham. Truth is truth. You must live here with this understanding. There is no new generation truth. There is no new generation truth. 2 Corinthians 3:13-8. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. He said, no, we will not walk therein. He said, stay in the way and see. If you see anyone, the kind of result you desire, Then locate his steps and walk in it, and you'll find yourself at the same level of results. No. These are old folks. Don't need nothing from them. And then verse 17. He said, I send unto you. I set watchmen over you and say, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But he said, we will not hearken. So everybody coming here is sounding a trumpet. We will not hearken. Say anything you want. We don't need no mentorship. We got new ideas, new strategies. And so you read the remainder of the story, crisis, Thomas, all of that. In Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12, don't be slothful, but followers of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. They didn't get there by wishing. They walked their ways to get there. Learn about the quality of their investment of time, of energy, of resources. Don't be slothful. There is no future for an idle man. If you are not a worker, you'll be a beggar. Don't be lazy. Don't sit down wishing and calculating and, you know, browsing all your life. You know why I want to insist that everybody comes to church with his Bible? It's because that little tablet in their hand, they can be in another world while you are teaching. They will be up somewhere else browsing. They can be watching video. Because you know it, they won't have any pen in their hand and pretend to their parents that they are following the service. Even when they say, Samuel, let's pray, he didn't hear because he's busy browsing football match. Right inside the church. So it's vital to know that nobody gets anywhere living anyhow. Nobody gets anywhere living anyhow. Nobody gets anywhere living anyhow. That ye be not slothful, but followers of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. I mean, we've been in Lagos since 1989. I don't know any part of Lagos tomorrow. That's not my mission. I may not check out of this campus, except I'm going out on a mission for 1 month. Nobody gets anywhere living anyhow. So when I say you will do twice what I did, you should know the meaning. You need to walk twice, I walk. Otherwise, you say, you'll be there. I left office 7:20 yesterday morning. A.M. from P.M. of last night. Nobody gets, and he said, don't be lazy. But followers of those who obtain high-level promises, high-level performance, high-level impact. And they get there by resting on what somebody dashed them from local government, dashed them from National Assembly. Governor dashed them. Therefore, strengthen your hands that hang down. You know, following the footprints of giants is a task. Because every of his steps is a long jump. Your little kid, for those of you who have kids now, you know, upcoming young ones, this is his step. And this is your step. So for him to walk in your steps, every step is a long jump. So you can't walk in the steps of giants walking leisurely, over-soaked with pleasure. You can't. You now have giants that are 12 feet tall. And you are 5 feet 4 inches. So every of his step is a long jump for you. That's it. So when you say my mentor, most of those things are adjectives of convenience. They are not real. Because if it's actually mentoring you, it should show in the results you get. I was mentored by Agin. He's gone to glory. The results of Agin are evident in my life. It's not, yeah, it's no, what are you talking about? That's what I'm saying. I registered in the mentorship school of Copeland, 77. The results is there. I'm simply, practically, in command of material resources. Don't struggle with it. Stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path where your fathers trod, and walk therein and shall find rest for your soul if you're interested. If you want their kind of result, then you must take their kind of steps. That's mentorship. Mentorship is essentially followership. People don't like that, but that's what it is. Mentorship is followership by the author of mentorship. He called it followership. He called it followership. He called it followership. Now, Yonggi Cho mentored me in church growth. Since 85, I've been in his school of mentorship, and it shows. Today, we have produced, or we are still producing, results after his order. In Lagos, we have over 22,000 house fellowships. Not members, house fellowships. I would never have seen that except that he brought me in contact with Yonggi Cho 1985. And I began to study his steps. I began to understand and comprehend what things he did. And then the result began to show after the same order. You get in here at 6 a.m. on Sunday morning, is booming with multitudes who have started coming in saying 5 o'clock in the morning for a 6 a.m. service. Mentorship is simply followership. It is following the steps of giants that makes giants. No man can play his role well without a role model. You'll never come across a sports star without a coach. I never had a coach in lawn tennis because I wasn't training to be a star. I was playing lawn tennis for pleasure. But anybody that will be a star, all those small girls you see who are winning championship cups at 18, at 19, at 21, each of them have professional coaches that they pay to coach them. If you must be a prize winner in this journey of life, you need a coach. Otherwise, you just be playing for pleasure. I play some kind of table tennis and long tennis, But I'm not a star in it. You beat me, it doesn't make a difference. I beat you, it doesn't make a difference. There's no price accorded. Well, if you must be a prize winner, you need a coach, and it's always at a cost. It's at a cost to your conveniences, at a cost to your life, at a cost to your program. It's always at a cost. It's always at a cost. It's always at a cost. Mentorship is walking in the steps of giants so as to become a giant. You never come across a sports star without a coach. In the same vein, you never come across a leader of worth without a mentor. You never come across a leader of worth without a mentor. It is only true disciples that become great apostles. Say with me, only true disciples become great apostles. Only true disciples become great apostles. Jesus said, follow me and I will make you. Only true followers become great leaders. Say with me, only true followers become great leaders. Only true followers become great leaders. Now, let's come down to some practical ways of looking at it. Who are mentors? Mentors can be defined as ladders that we require for upward movement. Ladders required for change of levels. Ladders required for upward movement. Mentors can be likened to ladders that we need to go up. Let's assume soldiers. Sit down. All of you standing. Go and sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Take your Bibles. Amen. We are saved. Just sit down. Now, praise the Lord. Now, if that is where I'm going, and I'm not interested in these steps, then I will be myself trying to go there without recognizing the place of the steps on the ladder. That's how many are stranded at the same spot. They don't see the need for a ladder, so they keep struggling. I'm a man of myself. I don't believe in anybody. I must get there. And he's sweating. He's sweating. But someone much weaker than him, with better sense, he knows getting there is not a problem if I can get a ladder. So he goes the step. No sweat. No strength. No sweat. No strength. No sweat. No strength. And he's there. The other one is struggling there. He's knocking his head. He's fasting and praying. And he's going nowhere. Mentors are ladders that provide opportunity for sweatless climb. To anyone interested. Sweatless climb to anyone interested. I followed mentors to get here. The faith that set a stage for my life was taught me by Egan. Egan has gone to glory. The results are still here. Don't stress yourself. Don't kill yourself. There's a cheaper way up. Identify the steps of those who have obtained the kind of results you are looking for to, and commit yourself to following those steps upward. I'm up going to the platform. Imagine if there are no steps and I have to, from the ground, reach that top. I will sweat till death without getting there. If you're interested in any kind of results, try to identify the steps and dignify your journey by following the steps, and you'll be there. So important. Who our mentors. Mentors are likened to ladders that will climb to the top. Isaac Newton once said, if I'd seen any father, it's by standing on the shoulders of those who have gone before me. You can't see father, you can't go father, except you engage the shoulders of those who have gone before you. Who are mentors? Mentors are feathers with which we fly. Mentors are feathers by which we fly. Mentors give feathers to us for flight. Mentors are feathers for our flight. Deuteronomy 32 and verse 9 to 14. For the Lord's portion is his people, and Israel is the Lord of his inheritance. He found them in the desert, and in a howling wilderness, he led them about, and he instructed them. He kept them as an apple of his eye. As an eagle steered up her nest, fluttered over her young, spreaded abroad her wings, taketh them, and buried them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead them. And because they were following, there was no strange God among them. And what happened? He made them to ride on the high places of the earth by giving him feathers. Glory to God. Mentors are feathers that empower us to soar into great heights. Mentors are feathers. The reason why you and I cannot fly in the air is that we don't have no feathers. When he gives us feathers, all the angels have feathers. Great wings that empower them to soar into space. It is mother eagles that mentor the eaglets to emerge eagles by subjecting them to the process of wing development. Great feathers growing. So you don't have feathers, you can't fly. Mentors are the ones ordained to help develop your wings and the feathers you need to soar. So without mentors, you can only have high jump. You can't fly. You go up and come down and up and come down and up and come down. So you need feathers to fly. Wings of the Spirit, I need them to fly. Far above all mountains and the billows of life, I have no other request to make, Lord. Just give me the wings of the Spirit to fly. You need wings to fly. And mentors are wing developers. Mentors are wing developers, and by so doing, empowering you to soar as an eagle into space. If you understand this today, it will destroy every form of stress on your life. It is wisdom to know the kind of result you want and to identify those who have commanded it and then line up with them. You may not have this in the church service because it may not apply to the needs of people who need to be healed, who need to be delivered, They don't. It's not mental. They want a touch. Amen. But now you are in a conference where leaders are being raised, and you need this mystery to be listed among these upcoming leaders. It is still going to be on the same old rugged rock. So give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. And it's good enough for me. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good. And it was good for Paul and Silas. And it's good enough for me. So give me that old time. Give me that old time. Give me that old time. And it's good enough. It's old, but that's never ceased commanding new results. Old, but we never cease commanding good results. The aircrafts are old inventions, but they have not stopped carrying people up. The rocket went to space first time in 69. It's still carrying people to space till tomorrow. It's old, but it doesn't stop generating new results. Please understand, you need a mentor to scale new heights. Who are mentors? Number three, mentors are coaches. Mentors are life coaches. Come and say life coaches. You have sports coaches and you have life coaches. Mentors are life coaches. One of such great mentors in scriptures is Paul the Apostle. He said in Philippians 4:9, he said that those things which you know, which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. You will be operating the same realm as I do. That's what Paul was saying. The things you have heard, because I'm your coach. The things you have seen, he said, do. And the God of peace that is generating that kind of result in my life will do it in your life. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1, he also had a mentor. He said, be ye followers of him, even as I also am of Christ. Christ before him, he following Christ, having that result. He said, follow me, it will be a chain of divine manifestations. Follow me. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 17. Paul, a frontline life coach. Brethren, be followers together of me and mark them which work so as you have us for an example. Mentors are your examples to get into wherever you are going. Mentors are your life coaches. The things you have heard, the things you have seen in me is a follow. The things you have learned, you have received, and heard, and seen in me. He said, do it, and you get the same result. Number four, who are mentors? Mentors are life trainers. Come and say life trainers. You know, you go to the gym, and then you find some trainers there that help to design your kind of exercise. Maybe you want to increase your height, they help you to know how to do it. You want to enlarge your weight, they help you. You want to drop, they help you. They help design the kind of training suitable for what result you want to get. Can I hear your amen? And then we have life trainers. And we saw this in two clear cases. In the case of Abraham, in Genesis 14:14, Abraham armed his trained servants, born in his own house. He trained them in the art of soldiery. And so he could arm them to ward off any assault on his territory. Amen. Any assault. He trained them. So training is part of the covenant package for every child of God. He trained them. He trained them. And they went forth into war and came back victorious. Mentors are life trainers. Now we saw a number of riffraffs, you call them, in 1 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 2. He said, and everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves together unto David, and he became captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. Now, in 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 8, they say, these be the names of the mighty men David had. These men that had no identity had become what? Mighty men. They were 400 strange giants, trained in the art of war, became generals, field marshals. They were reef rats, but they subjected themselves to the training module of David, and that turned everything in their life around. Who are mentors? Mentors are life trainers. They are life trainers. They train us to enjoy triumph. They train us to command triumph in our pursuit. Mentors are life trainers. I used to have some fellows that would call me my mentor. My mentor. You know, they couldn't carry through. They couldn't press through. No, long time. They drop. Long time. I've been following again. I followed him to the grave. I'm following him after the grave. I draw directions from his materials. Followership is no cheap talk. It's hard work. What is it? You want the kind of result? You must pay the kind of price. You can't get the kind of result by dodging the price. You pay the correct price to carry the correct goods. You know, you go to some places in those days, they say, do you want original? Or they ask you, because original is 2,000. The other one from one local factory here is 500. Which one do you want? They show you the two. This now original. This now the second one. So you pay for which one you want. You know, there are many kinds of cars. There are vehicles that when you buy them, you have to tow them. We have some used vehicles in our system that you pay about 50,000 if it is up to that. Amen. You now use 20,000 to tow it. That means when you are buying, you have already calculated the towing van cost, because it won't move. There are other vehicles that you are at a distance, you turn the car on, you turn the engine on, and then it's warm enough for you to arrive. It's cooling the same before you arrive. They are all vehicles. They are all on the highway. So it depends on the one you want. It depends on the one you are willing to pay for. Many years ago, I was out on a trip with one of my driver, and we were on the road one day. He said, sir, don't they buy new cars here? I told him, I said, buy for them. He said, because every car is just smoking. There's nobody who doesn't want new cars. It is the price that scares them. It's the price that pulls them off. Nobody hates to be on top. It's the price. As if you spend all your life going on holidays, that's not the way to be on top. No. It's the price. There is no star without a scar. And the scar of every star is sacrifice. What is it? There is no star without a scar. So if you hate the scar, you have despised the star. You don't want the star. Everybody that hates the scar will never imagine a star. Because the price to imagine a star is a scar. I don't need any exercise. My work is more than enough exercise. The level of energy being dispersed on daily basis. Hey, man, which exercise? What exercise? My work is my exercise, and it's exercising me well. It's exercising me well. My system is healthy. I don't have any extra fat bothering my flesh. But there's nowhere to stay. The temperature makes it difficult. It melts, you know. Fats are like wax. When subjected to higher temperature, it does what? It melts. You know where I can't have fever? My body temperature cannot allow it to survive. It chokes it. That feel what? Fever say, hey, no. Praise God. Somebody's going places here. Are you enjoying what is going on? Help me tell your neighbor, you truly need a mentor. You need a life coach. You need a life trainer. There is no shortcut to the top. You need a ladder to climb. Well, let me tell you this. You don't only need a ladder to go up. You need a ladder to stay up. Amen. Glory to God. So, if you climb a ladder and you push away the ladder, what happens? There are some fellows like that. They climb on some ladders and they push the ladder up. And he has pushed the ladder off, so he must come down. He has pushed the ladder off, he must come down. Now, I was talking to you this morning about Kennedy again. I began to climb on his ladder since 76. Most of you were in heaven that time. Amen. I started climbing on Copeland's ladder since 77. Quite some journey. And I've been celebrating these ladders till now, including the one who has passed. It was the ladder of Osborne that I climbed to hearing from God. And I celebrated him till he passed 2013. And I'm still celebrating him today. You don't only need a ladder to go up, you need a ladder to stay there. You need a ladder to stay there. And so it is not theoretical. Mentorship is lifelong. Mentorship is what? Lifelong. The moment you start despising your mentor, you disconnect from the virtues that has helped you up, and then you must come down. So before you make or call somebody your mentor, be persuaded that that woman has what you need. And that to remain subjective to his God-given principles for life. That way, you don't only go up. I have never known a downward trend. Because the forces that were used to help me up are still highly esteemed. And will continue to be highly esteemed until life is over. This is so important for young people. It will help you to package your life in a definite manner. You are not hopping. You are not jumping about. You just know where you belong. Can I hear your amen? Until you see the need for a mentor, you are not a candidate for the top. No one can be the climber and the ladder at the same time. No. You need a ladder to access the top. Every aspiring leader needs a mentor to maximize his leadership potential. Let me now introduce you to the mentor of mentors. And his name is Jesus Christ. He's the mentor of mentors. And you better understand that this great Savior had 12 core men. And another time he added 70. He appointed 70 others also. So that became 90. And from the 90, the entire world came under a siege. What a mentor. The impact of the 90, and some of us call them 12, is still speaking louder by the day on the entire human race. What a mentor. To engage 12 people to turn the world upside down. What a mentor. There were 120 in the upper room. Let's assume there were all 120 that were under his mentorship. Amen. And from 120, the whole world is under a siege. 2/3 of the world population identify with Christ today. From 120, remove all Jesus-based hospitals in the world, Jesus-based universities in the world, you have emptiness. Complete emptiness. Is the master mentor. Is the mentor of mentors. He said, follow me, Matthew 4:19, and I will make you. Is the maker of great destinies. You can't be mentored by Christ and be grounded in life. The master mentor, his name, Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. In Matthew 23, verse 8, be ye not called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. The word master appears 85 times in the New Testament, most of which refer to Christ as the master. The word master also implies mentor, while the word disciple is what we call protege today. It occurred 255 times in the Bible and refers mostly to the followers of Christ. 255 times you have the word disciples in the Bible and refers mostly to the followers of Christ. More often than not, once mentor defines the limits of his destiny. Your mentor defines the limits of your destiny. How tall the ladder you are engaging determines how high you can go. How many agree with that? The height of your ladder is vital in determining your height. So it is your mentor that defines the limits of your destiny. Your mentor defines the limits of your destiny. Because it is giants that beget giants. That's why you find most outstanding coaches were former stars in their field of sports. You pay anything to learn their skill, to acquire their skill for your team. Sometimes back, Maradona was being bought over from various places. Come over. You want your team to shine forth. You look for those who have shined before. They can teach the principles that they engaged. Am I hearing? So it's not that because somebody is old, that is your mentor. No. Does he have what you are looking for? Because according to the law of procreation, everything produces after its kind. I'm connected to a global lineage in ministry. Global, so it's normal. It's normal if you are truly a follower. It's normal to emerge with a global ministry as a result. Because you belong to a global root. You belong to what? You belong to a global root. You belong to a global root. You are seated here today across the nations of the world and on the 5 continents or 6 continents of the world. There are people listening to this meeting now. All the messages. Oh. So, your root is what defines your fruits. It is from your root that your proofs are determined. It's not when you get up. So how can you belong to a global family and begin to live as destitute? That must be only because you are not aware of the power and place of mentorship, and you are not committed to locating the steps that makes a giant. We are told Jesus is the bright and the morning star. Revelation 22 and verse 16. He's also the Son of righteousness. And so, the least you can be following him is a star. Jesus is not only on top, he's above all. John 3:31. And the only place you belong, therefore, is above. It's the living word of God. And he still guides his disciples by the same today. When we meditate on his word and we put them to work, our profiting appears to all. 1 Timothy 4, verse 13 and verse 15. When we observe and obey what he says, he sets us up above all nations of the earth. As we close this morning, understand this, that mentorship has a common platform for impacting on the life of proteges, and that is by the words, by the instructions, by the principles that they pass. Christ is mentoring the world today by his word. I saw Egan for the first time 10 years after I've been following him. How many years? So it's not sitting down with a person that makes you a successful protege. It's by sitting down by the words they speak, the principles they follow, the instructions they offer, most of which are as they also received it from others. Many years ago, there was a ministry in the country that was all out against our ministry. Maybe many of you are growing up then. You know why there was no word from me? I learned many years ago from one giant of the faith who suffered such attack from, a similar situation. And the Lord said to him, no attack, no defense. No attack, no defense. No attack, no defense. So there was no one word from my mouth. There was no discussion on the subject in our council. It was an unimportant issue. It was in the midst of that attack that our growth became exponential. That attack began when we were less than 2,000. The attack was heightening up. Our growth was exploding. In the midst of the attack, we hit 50,000. In the midst of the attack, it was a very good attack. Because you have learned from those that are before you the best response to attacks. And from Christ, you have a baseball and the cardinal with his work. That's your opinion and you're entitled to it. But as I was saying, I'm the light of the world. So it's unperturbed, undisturbed, undistracted. Kept going. See where that attack helped us to get to. What a great attack. What a sweet attack. Not once did my wife and I discuss it. No attack, no defense. Nobody will sit down with you. I'm telling you stories. You go and find them. Go and do what? Go and find them. If you're interested, go and find them. The secrets of men are in their stories. Go and find them. If you're interested. Do you know I've never sat with Paul Yongicho in my life? In my life. I've never sat with him in my life. Yet, he has been mentoring me since 85. Since 85. People are too lazy. He says, stand in the way, you, and see, and ask, where is the good way? How did the giant get to where they are? You go and seek and find. Not go and look for. Go and seek until you find. Go and seek until you find. Will I go to Harvard now and they'll be telling me the stories of how Harvard was founded? Nobody has that kind of time. No. It's all on the net. You're interested. Go and find it. I'm not surprised about as to where we are today, both as Landmark University, as Covenant University. I knew we were going there. Because I took time to find out the steps that great institutions of centuries past that are still relevant now. What steps they took? And I can tell you this, it's very close by. Will soon be the first and the second in the nation. The first and the second in Africa. I knew it because I located appropriate steps that the champions of university education in the yesteryears took without talking to any of them. People are lazy. They're just browsing all their life. Browsing nonsense. Wasting away their life. Saying we are a new generation believers. Who told you? If you are not a Bible generation, you are a degeneration. This book will remain relevant for eternity. This book. Heaven and earth shall pass away. No civilization will ever overtake the truth of scriptures. No civilization will ever overtake the truth of scriptures. No civilization, no modernization, no technology will ever overtake the truth of scriptures. Copeland coached me in the school of prosperity, and he's showing the spirit of Copeland entered into me, and he's showing It's so important. So what we do is to go for the what. For instance, we have no business being in this kind of commission. Without being able to assess how to operate in the realms of the supernatural, you're going to be a misfit. You don't understand how to assess the realms of financial fortune, you'll be a misfit. People will doubt your route. Did you say you're a winner? No, you can't be. Winners don't. Therefore, fasten your seatbelt. Go for what matters on the net. Stop browsing nonsense. Just get yourself committed to building a great destiny. And you'll be glad you did. I do hope that these things have entered you in a manner that you should just sit up and locate an appropriate mentor for your life. Locate an appropriate mentor for your life. There's a man called A.A. Williams who founded, a great insurance company that employed over 180,000 people in America. He got the inspiration from his pastor. So you can be in any career and God can place a spiritual man, a spiritual woman, as your mentor to fulfill your destiny. James Clerk Maxwell, the great physicist, had Jonathan Edwards Materials as his mainstay in drawing inspiration from God. Jonathan Edwards was a minister of the gospel. He mentored James Clerk Maxwell to the utmost height in his field. At 36, he was the most pronounced physicist in his time. Because all you need is commit yourself to a studious life, highly disciplined life, not just propounding empty theories. Commit to finding out the things that made men, if you want to be made. And commit to working in it, the cost notwithstanding. I'm glad today I've not wasted any part of my life. Amen. I've not wasted any part of my life. My life is positively engaged. Positively engaged. I walked in late here this morning and I apologize for that, but I was held down on issues that have to do with our nation for more than 20 minutes. Now you see, I want you to understand that you can engage your life most possible. You know, why I hate people loitering around is that there is so much to do that I just wonder, can he see it? Making a living is cheap. Making an impact is costly. Making a living is cheap. Just get a job, get married, have children, and grow old and die. You know, that's making a living. But making an impact, to have impact on your generations, it carries a cost. It carries a cost. But I see God positioning you not just for impact, but for global impact. Speaking at Landmark recently, I said, every man's star is in him. All you need is give your star the opportunity to shine. Every man's star is in him. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19 to 21. The Bible says that we have also a more sure word of prophecy. We are unto ye do well as unto a light that shineth in darkness, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. So your star is in you. Every child of God is a potential star, but we require a coach for that star to manifest. that you are taught does not make you a successful basketballer. You need a coach for your basketball potentials to manifest. Every child of God is redeemed a star. For as my Father has sent me, so send I you. But your star is in taking heed to the instructions of scriptures. The rise of your star is in taking heed to the instructions of scriptures, or the star never shines. Every man's star is in him, but we require a coach for that star to manifest. Every man's star is in him, but everyone will require a star, a coach for his star to rise. And in the name of Jesus, I pray that this word will bless your soul and keep you flying very many days of your life. In closing, any generation that is not an improvement on the previous is a failed generation. If you don't do more than what we may succeed to do at the end of the journey, then you are a failed generation. And God forbid. Success means commanding results in successions. That's why I know every one of you is ordained a giant. Because you are coming off from a gigantic spiritual platform. So there's a giant in you. And all you need is the appropriate training, the appropriate coaching, the appropriate mentorship to get there. We are an improvement on a previous generation as a ministry. So you must be an improvement on us. Otherwise, you are a failed generation. You must learn our discipline. You must embrace our diligence. You must embrace our sacrifice to get there. I once asked the sage, Dr. T.L. Osborne, I said, when are you coming back to Nigeria? I said, what am I coming to do? You are there. Let me go to other nations we are yet to see anybody planted. What am I coming to do? You are there. I said, I'll get the plane, come and pick you. He said, no. You are there. What am I coming to do? I was at a camp meeting sometimes back in Redemption Camp. And I said, sir, I don't know what to ask me to speak about. He said, anything. I said, I don't know how long you think I should speak. He said, as long. I said, why? He said, what I will say is what you will say. That's it. Mentorship is not theoretical. Please, understand this. I want to live to see you. Not just doing what we are doing, but doing more than what we are doing. Many of you are here that very shortly, your testimonies will make the ones we are sharing look like nothing. But buckle up. Don't be slothful. Be highly disciplined. Otherwise, if wishes were horses, all the beggars will ride. You can't wish your way up. You have to walk your way up. You can't wish your way up. You have to walk your way up. The ladder is there, but the climbing is yours. The ladder is there, but the climbing is yours. So wake up. Wake up. Say with me, there's a star in me. I'm one of them born of giants. I must emerge a giant. No matter the price. I receive grace from this convention to emerge a giant for Christ on this earth, in my field, in my business, in my career. I must emerge a star because that is what I am. I must take heed to the word of the Lord that is coming my way from time to time. Give the Lord a big hand, everybody. Please stand to your feet. Come on, give the Lord a big hand. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let me tell you what I have from the Lord sometimes now. That the greatest names in this generation will emerge from this platform. If you believe you are one of them, let me hear your loudest amen. The most notable inventors in this generation will emerge from this platform. The most successful businesses in this end time will emerge from this platform. An army of leading leaders in ministry, in politics, in business shall emerge from this platform. You can't be born of a giant and become and remain a dwarf. Everyone born of a giant emerges a giant. An army of giants among giants will be rising from this platform in this generation. Now lift up your two hands. Grace to pay the price of mentorship. Receive it. Go ahead and pray. Receive that grace right now. I labor more abundantly than them all, yet not I, but the grace of God I was with. Receive the grace. Come on now. Take that grace. Take that grace. Take that grace. Grace to identify a mentor. Grace to keep a mentor. Grace to take the instructions of mentors. Grace to rise by mentorship. Begin to receive that right now. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. I decree that none of you will disappoint destiny. I decree that God's hand will remain ever fresh on your life. Grace to pay the required price to be listed among these world changers. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Grace to pay the price to improve on the generation that gave birth to you. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Lift up those two hands and wave it to heaven and give him thanks.